Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Read, read, books, books.
Do my shoes look nice, Amy?
They do, yes.
Thank you very much.
Yes, they do.
I was, we were talking to Amy, getting her ready. She was getting ready to come in. And I suddenly looked down and my shoes are all dirty. And I figured I would for some reason, during that break, shine my shoes. I don't know why.
Why not?
I always want to impress you.
Oh, well, thank
yes.
you. You always do, actually.
Well, yeah, that's very sweet. Thank
it's
you.
True.
I know it's the incredible polish on the shoes. I know.
It is. That's the first thing I notice when I see you. It's like, oh, my gosh, Joe's shoes.
Yeah, radio guys probably shouldn't be as worried about their shoes as I am. But anyway.
Anybody needs to really be that worried about their
especially
shoes.
Especially in the winter. You
that's
get all
right.
the schmutz all over it. What are you going to do? Well, one of the highlights of my week is sitting down with our independent bookseller of the week to discuss some great reads. It is never more so than with the wonderful Amy Lane of Open Door Bookstore and Gift Gallery in Schenectady, New York. She is the best, and she joins us this morning to tell us what we can start our year off with.
Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning and Happy New Year.
And to you.
Thank you. So I'm actually going to talk about a book that kind of hit the scene back in the summertime. But I only recently discovered it. but it's... So it's
I know
book.
What you mean.
Thank you.
You know, for the cream to rise to the top, sometimes it takes a while.
It has been one of those things that's been on my, you know, sort of right. at the low end of the radar for quite a while, obviously. And it's called My Struggle. It's book one by Karl Ove Knausgård, who's a Norwegian writer. And it's touted as an autobiographical work of fiction. And it's really taken the literary world by storm, right? Like the who's who of the like literati writers and critics and everybody out there are agog for this book. And nobody seems to be able to really pinpoint why, because it's not a really plot-driven. There are points of it that are quite banal and almost boring, and you have to slog through it. And I think the point of all of everybody's excitement is that even through all of that difficult sort of tedium, for lack of a better term, you can't help but turn the page. You want to continue. He somehow has it within him to pull you in and allow you to just enter his world and life and thoughts. So there's no plot. There's no real sense of character development per se, as one might think of in a typical work of fiction. And it's I am going to read a little bit. I told you I would.
Yes.
But the whole thing.
We love that, by the way.
Thank you. I love to do it. But the whole thing starts with this rumination on death. For the heart, life is simple. It beats for as long as it can, then it stops. Sooner or later, one day, this pounding action will cease of its own accord, and the blood will begin to run toward the body's lowest point, where it will collect in a small pool, visible from outside as a dark, soft patch on ever-whitening skin as the temperature sinks, the limbs stiffen, and the intestines drain. These changes in the first hours occur so slowly and take place with such inexorability that there is something almost ritualistic about them, as though life capitulates according to specific rules, a kind of gentleman's agreement to which the representatives of death also adhere, inasmuch as they always wait until life has retreated before they launch their invasion of the new landscape. By which point, however, the invasion is irrevocable.
Wow.
Isn't that beautiful?
It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Beautiful reading, by the way. But
thank you.
It was Yeah, that's. I was just thinking when you started that that this seems far from tedious. You know, I mean, it's like so I assume it's sections like that that keep you.
Yes, and it's lovely. And he goes on, you know, just in the beginning about the idea of death and how we deal with death and the literal dead bodies that exist and what we do with them. And it's so anyway. This is, and I love this guy's face. I can't help myself. I just can't help myself. He's piercing and pointed and wild. And
yeah.
There's something about him that's very, very strong, and it pulls you in.
It is called My Struggle, Book One.
Book One. There are six. I'm not lying.
Okay.
Only three have hit the States, though.
All right. And it's Carl Ove Nussgaard.
That's how I pronounce it.
Okay. Well, we'll go with that. Safety in numbers.
Indeed.
And that sounds great.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Next up.
So next is it's Viv Albertine's memoir called Clothes, 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 Music, 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 Boys, Boys, Boys. I don't know if you've hit this one at all.
No.
It's kind of my kind of book in that she was the guitarist for the all-girl punk band The Slits back in the 70s.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I really feel like I missed that part of my life where I should have been a punk rock singer. Like, I really, really wish I had done that, even for a moment in time.
Yeah.
Right? Because there's something so raw and carefree and, like, rah, that I love about it. And so, you know, it's got that element within it, of course, in the beginning in her life and all of that. But there's the second half of her time after the band split, and now she's in adulthood and she's really settled down and come to terms with life outside of being a punk rock girl. But it's cool, man. it's just raw, and I think I'm drawn to that. So. Clothes, clothes, clothes. Music, music, music. Boys, boys, boys.
So I can't, like, right now, I can't picture you in that role.
I know.
But
I wanted that. I, like,
yeah.
You know, I'm in my early 40s, but man, if I could go back and do my 20s again, that's something I would definitely try.
And then I'm thinking, like, we spent a very long time in line waiting to meet Billy Idol together. So
I
guess that makes sense, doesn't it?
It does.
All right. I'll give you that.
What a letdown that was, by the way. Just saying. Not the time we spent.
No,
the meeting
exactly.
Of the man.
No, the Eric Bogosian time was much more fun.
Way more fun.
Yeah, actually.
He, too, is somebody who's that raw kind of, I love that. I think
the inner rage.
I do. And I think there's something about it that appeals to me because I feel like I play my life very safe and sort of,
yes.
You know, and I try to make things nice. But, man, I would love to be able to just let go and just let it out.
Sometimes there's time for primal screaming.
There really is.
All right.
Right. And it's not in a circle with friends for me.
Viv Albertine's Clothes, 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 Music, 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 Boys, Boys, Boys.
Things
All right.
You never knew about Amy Lane. So, okay, next up, man, I'm still in this raw, like, rah sound, but this book has been getting a lot of attention. The next two I'm going to talk about have really gotten a lot of attention as new releases here in January. And it's Girl on the Train by Paula Hawkins. Have you picked this one up?
I have heard about this book.
Yeah.
I have the galley.
I know.
Looked at it. I have not committed myself yet to reading it, but I will.
Yeah, you should. It's pretty much for the fans of the Gone Girl, people who want that genre, that style, and they're looking for the next one to read. This is it. Girl on the Train, that's your book. It's got all of the stuff that you want. It's got actually three rather unreliable female narrators, all very strong, all very, little bit, you know, you're unsure of them. And it's great. It's somewhat voyeuristic. It's somewhat depressing, but it's really solid and gritty and good.
The Girl on the Train by Paula Hawkins,
yep.
Which is just out.
Yeah.
Do you have it there?
Somewhere.
Oh, no, that's all right. Don't worry about it. That's fine.
I like the cover, too.
Yeah. That's a great cover.
Yeah, and it's a compelling story, to say the least. So I'll say just a few more words about it before I move on. But there's the three women are Rachel and Megan and Anna. And Rachel's sort of the center point in that she is the girl on the train. And she peeps at Meghan and her husband, Scott, every day on the train and sort of makes up this imaginary world for them until one day she sees Meghan kissing another man and then Meghan disappears shortly thereafter. Mm. Meantime, her ex-husband, Rachel's ex-husband, Tom, is married to Anna, still living in her old house, who lives just down the street from Meghan and Scott. So she does this sort of, she gets a little drunk at times and stalks these people and it's, and insinuates herself in the investigation into Meghan's disappearance as a witness. It's quite interesting.
Ladies and gentlemen, she did that without notes. That was very impressive.
Remembering
all those characters and what they did. That was very good.
Well, thanks.
All right.
All right. Next up on my list is The Secret Wisdom of the Earth by Christopher Scotton. And this one has gotten like everybody's attention. This seems to be the book of the year. So if you choose to read only one thing, this has to be it.
Right.
Right? Have you read it?
I have started it, actually, because we were going to do a book show with him. He's coming to this region, so yeah.
Yeah, so this we have autographed copies at the store, by the way. We got them from the publisher.
Oh, cool, very nice.
Which is always lovely. I love that sort of thing.
Yep.
But he, it took him a long time to write this book. I think like 14 years. It's a really incredible debut. Everybody who's read it has seemed to have nothing but positive things to say about it, which, you know, sometimes can be skeptical, right? Raise that skepticism. But
right.
It's a really strong, solid novel. And I think it's going to appeal. And it's got all the stuff that you want. Good characters, good background, great lush setting, which takes place in Appalachia, by the way. And it's that sort of, it harkens to the To Kill a Mockingbird. That's sort of what people seem to compare it to.
Wow.
In that, I think mostly in that, it's an adult reflecting on his time of younger, you know, years in that pivotal summer when life became something new.
Right.
Yeah. So
The Secret Wisdom of Earth by Christopher Scotton.
And then, of course, just for my own fun, is Finding Zero by Amir D. Axel, who wrote Fermat's Last Theorem. He's a mathematician. And I mean, it really is exactly what he says it is. It's a mathematician's odyssey to uncover the origins of numbers. And he does. He finds sort of the first written representation of the numeral zero. On a tablet in Cambodia. I'm not really giving anything away. It's not like, that's not like the oh my
ending.
Goodness, no.
Oh, don't tell us there was a zero?
There is. Who knew?
There was a point where there's nothing.
And we decided to represent that nothingness
with a zero.
But it's a fun, fascinating, easy read. And I like that sort of thing. I like, you know, people who want to figure out why we have the words and numbers and why we chose them to be represented in the way that they are.
Finding Zero by Amir Axel?
Yes.
We have two books in 2 minutes.
Okay, great. Then, sadly, I'm going to have to negate part of the Waterfire Saga by Jennifer Donnelly. Please read these. She's a wonderful writer.
She is.
These are great sort of early preteen, kind of tween books for girls. Check them out. I really like those. And then the last one I have to talk about is One Big Pair of Underwear by Laura Gell and Tom Lichtenheld. And it's one of my favorite read aloud. So I'm just going to quickly read you the beginning of this. So, One Big Pair of Underwear. Two brown bears who hate to share. One bear wears the underwear. One bear cries, "That isn't fair!" Two small sacks of salty snacks. Three young yaks with black backpacks. Two yaks put snacks in their packs. One mad yak yelps, "Where's my snack?" And it continues on with that very difficult kind of rhyming.
Wow.
Kids love it. It's a lot of fun to read if you're an adult. Sometimes it's a little bit crazy-making, but have a lot of fun. One Big Pair of Underwear.
They're cute bears, too. Really, really cute. Big Pair of Underwear, and it's by Laura Gell and illustrated by Tom Lichtenheld. Thank you.
Yep.
You can find all of these books and find out information about other great stuff by going to Open Door Bookstore and Gift Gallery in Schenectady, New York. They're right on J Street. Go check them out. A lot going on. We're going to be talking about the folks, Jersey Boys. If you're in town for the show, stop in and see
the
show, see the bookstore, have fun. You can go to their website. It's opendoor.com.
Dashbookstore.
Dashbookstore.com. And you can also check out Amy's list on our website, wamc.org/roundtable. Amy, always a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Likewise. Thank you.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.